亲爱的天父，感谢你，你带领我们来到你的面前，让我们乘着一个敬畏的心来敬拜你，同时我们也能够听到你向我们说话。主，我们需要你，我们需要你来坚固我们的信心，使我们的信心能够移动山，使我们的信心能够克服我们面前的困难，让我们今天下午在你这面前能够真正的得到你的话、你的帮助、你的怜悯。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。上一个星期我们讲到，保罗希望以弗所的教会能够真知道他，真知道神。
Last week we talked about Paul wished that the Ephesian church would come to really know God.
当你真知道神以后，你就知道他恩召的指望。
When you truly know God, then you know His gracious calling.
知道他在信徒中的基业是何等丰盛荣耀。
And you then know what the plan He has for among His believers, how glorious they are.
也知道他的能力是何等浩大。
And you know that how great His power is.
不知道大家是不是真的知道。
And I don't know if you truly know all these.
我们很多时候在聚会的时候，在祷告的时候，我们确实感到神很伟大。
Oftentimes, when we're in a gathering or when we're praying, we truly feel the greatness of God.
但是我们一进到生活里面去，一进到忙碌的世界里面去，我们很快就失去了那种信心。
But once we enter into our busy daily life, we've lost the faith.
就像今天我们所读的那个圣经。
Just like what we've read today in the scripture.
在这个事情发生以前，耶稣带了三个门徒上了山。
Before the event happened, Jesus took three of his disciples and went up the mountain.
这个山很可能，据很多人分析，就是黑门山。
And many people, according to many analysis, they say this is Mount Hermon.
这个山很高。
It's a very high mountain.
大概有11,800英尺。
And it's about 11,000 feet above sea level.
在这样的高山里面，三个门徒看到耶稣改变形象。
And on this high mountain, the three disciples saw the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
所以他们非常感动。
They're very touched.
他们看到耶稣是一位神。
And they saw that Jesus was God.
在那个高山上面，他们的心里很激动。
And on that mountain, they were very excited.
但是很快他们就下山了。
But when they came to the bottom of the mountain,
他们看到了一个完全不同的景象。
They saw an entirely different situation.
剩下的九个门徒在跟很多人辩论。
And the remaining nine disciples at the bottom of the mountain were arguing with a group of people.
发生了一件什么事情呢？这九个门徒要想把一个小孩身上的鬼赶出去。
And what happened? The nine disciples were trying to drive out the evil spirits from this little boy.
赶不出去。
But they could not do it.
失败。
They failed.
旁边很多人在看。
There's a huge crowd around them watching.
本来要看这个了不起的一个神迹会发生。
What they wanted to watch is for the miracle to happen.
结果不仅没有发生。
But not only did it not happen.
这些人就开始跟这些门徒争论起来。
Instead, the crowd began to argue with the disciples.
圣经没有讲怎么争论。
The Bible did not say what they were arguing about.
我在猜想争论的内容就是。
But I can imagine the content of the argument.
你看看，你们现在的信仰不行。
And they say, look, your faith is not really true.
你们相信这位耶稣，他只不过是人。
The Jesus that you believe, he's no one but man.
他不能解决问题。
He cannot solve all your problems.
不要太迷信了。
So don't trust him too much.
今天我们很多时候碰到的问题，包括我们基督徒在内。
And many of the problems we've encountered, including we Christians,
就是我们信心的失败。
Is that we fail in the faith that we have.
我们都知道信心非常重要。
We know that faith is very important.
我们也祷告。
We pray.
我们常常听到很多人都祷告求神。
And we hear many people pray and ask God.
祷告是非常重要的事情。
Praying is a very important thing.
我们做一个基督徒很简单。
To be a Christian is a very simple thing.
我们不要烧香，也不要磕头。
We don't need to burn incense or kowtow.
我们只要跟神讲话。
We only need to speak to God.
用非常简单的话。
And with very simple words.
我记得有一位在加州的一位中国来的女同学。
I remember in California there was a colleague from China.
她告诉我有一天她骑着自行车，脚踏车。
She told me one day she was riding the bicycle.
去到一个地方很远的地方。
To go quite a distance.
结果回来天晚了。天黑了。
And on her way back, it was getting dark.
她心里害怕。
She became afraid.
她知道这个地方很不安全。
And she knew that was not a very safe spot.
所以在这个时候，她就祷告了。
And so she began to pray.
她那个时候，她说她不是基督徒。
She said she wasn't a Christian then.
她也不知道祷告谁。
And she didn't know who she was praying to.
她就这样讲，她说：“神啊，你是观世音也好，你是菩萨也好，你是耶稣也好，不管你是谁。”
And she said, God, please, whether you are Buddha or you are Jesus or anything else,
救救我。
But please help me.
我一个女孩子太晚回去的路上要不安全。
I'm a single woman on my way back in the dark and I need to feel safe.
结果她说后来骑车越骑越快。
And so she started riding faster and faster.
前面所有的这个红灯都变成绿灯。
And all the red light turned to green.
很顺利的。回到了家。
And so she very quickly she got home.
她那个时候她根本还不知道怎么祷告。
And at that time she did not know really how to pray.
但是她可以祷告。
But she could still pray.
祷告是我们基督徒非常一个重要的一个权利。
Praying is a very important privilege to us Christian.
每个人都祷告。
Every one of us pray.
我想没有一个人不祷告的。
I don't think any of us does not pray.
但是你祷告的结果怎么样？
But what's the result of your prayers?
有的人祷告以后很快答应了，就像这个女同学一样。
And some prayers are very quickly answered, just like this lady's prayer.
有的祷告等一段时间没有结果。
Some prayer waits for a long time and nothing happened.
到最后可能也是成功了。
And maybe in the end it's successful.
还有一部分人祷告他祷告的内容永远没有得到结果。
And there are other people, some prayers, who are never answered.
我不知道你的生活怎么样。
And I don't know what your life, what kind of life yours is.
你是不是心里常常有这样一个问题要问神？为什么我的祷告没有成功？
Do you have such a question you want to ask God that why are my prayers not answered?
如果神答应祷告，每次祷告都非常及时的答应，多好吗？
If God always instantly responds to your prayer, isn't that great?
那我好高兴呢。
I'll be very happy.
我要到处去给人家讲这个耶稣很好。
So I will go around instantly telling everybody how great Jesus is.
很灵。
Very responsive.
一祷告就行。
And just pray and it'll happen.
但是很多时候我们讲不出这些话。
But we really cannot tell people that.
我们心里常常有一个感觉。
Because we have a feeling inside.
我们很多祷告没有得到结果。
That many of our prayers that we don't see any results.
我自己本人也是这样。
I myself feel the same way.
我一直在想这个问题。
I kept on thinking on this issue.
我想了好多年。
And I've thought about it for many years.
我观察这些人。
And I observed the others.
我观察那些祷告已经答应的那些人。
I observe those whose prayers have been answered.
我也观察那些祷告没有答应的人。
I also observe those whose prayers have not been answered.
我也观察那些祷告答应了一半的那些人。
And also the others whose prayers, part of the prayers are answered.
我发现了一个结果。
And I discover one thing.
就是那些祷告很快答应的人。
Those whose prayers were answered quickly.
时间一久，他也不来教会。
After a period of time, many of them don't come to church either.
他也不大信这个基督教。
They don't have any more faith in the Christianity.
他失去了一种热情。
They have lost their fervor.
他怎么讲？我跟他们谈。
And when I talk to them about this,
他们说这个事情可能是当时是想得太天真了。
They then respond that they began to doubt that maybe because they were too naive in their thinking.
可能这个事情本来就发生的。
That maybe the things would have happened anyway.
就像这个女同学，她骑车，这个红灯变成绿灯，根本不是谁可以控制的。
It's just this lady who was on a bike riding home at night that all of a sudden all the red lights turned to green. It wasn't anything anyone can control.
就好像你生病了，你不吃药，有时候病也会好的。
It's just like when you're ill, even if you don't take medication, sometimes you get better also.
所以他们渐渐就怀疑。
And so they gradually they began to doubt.
虽然得到很容易。
Although it was easy for them to get the results of their prayers.
失去的也很快。
But they also lose their faith very quickly.
那些祷告没有答应的人。
For those whose prayers did not get answered.
他最后也不能再信。
In the end, they also do not believe.
他说这个基督教不灵。
They say because Christianity is not really effective.
所以他们祷告过了，像我碰到有一位在 Portland 碰到一位朋友，他说我 try.
I met this friend in Portland who said he had tried.
但是他 failed.
But he failed.
失败。但是我观察有一部分人。
But the other portion of the people.
他祷告。
When they pray.
没有结果。
No result.
再祷告。
They pray again.
再没有结果。
Still no result.
再祷告。
They pray continually.
得到了一部分。
And they got part of their prayers got answered.
他们有成功的经验。
They have the experience of being successful in their prayers.
他们也有失败的经验。
They also have the experience of failing in having their prayers not answered.
但是他们今天都坚持下来。
But those are the today who continue to be Christians.
坚持到今天，他是一个基督徒。
They persevere to today; they're still a Christian.
他坚持到现在，他还祷告。
Until today, they're still praying.
这里面有一个学问在里。
And there's a knowledge in this.
这就是说，神不是那么简单。
I say God is not that simple.
我们不是相信神去找一个听话的用人。
We're not wanting God to be just an obedient servant.
我们今天很多人想找的是一个佣人。
What we today many of us look for is looking for a servant.
我叫你怎么做你就怎么做。
Who will do anything at our bidding?
我给你钱。
I give you money.
然后你一定要这样做。
And so you have to do this for me.
神不是佣人。
But God is not a servant.
神是主人。
God is the master.
主人说你要听我的。
And the master says you have to listen to me.
这就是我们基督徒祷告里面的一个关键。
And this is a key to the Christians praying.
这就是信心怎么成长的一个关键。
This is a key to how our faith can grow.
门徒失败了。
The disciples here have failed.
他们没有成功。
They did not succeed.
他们以为他们可以赶鬼。
They thought they could drive out the evil spirits.
但是赶不出去。
But they did not succeed.
怎么样的人能够真正的把神的能力表现出来呢？
What kind of Christian can truly reveal God's power?
怎么样的人他的祷告是很有成效的呢？
What kind of Christians that in their prayer they are very successful?
一个非常重要的条件。
A very important condition is
你要有诚实的祷告。
You have to be honest in your prayer.
耶稣在撒玛利在约翰福音对一位撒玛利亚的妇人怎么讲？他说敬拜神要用心灵和诚实。
And God, Jesus in John told the Samaria woman that you have to worship God with truth in spirit.
我们来到神的面前，我们必须要用一个诚实的态度。
We come in front of God, we must be come to Him in truth.
我们不能够太理性化。
We cannot be too logical.
今天我们很多人非常理性的。
Today, many of us are very logical.
他要把神想的一个非常清楚。
We have to analyze God very clearly.
他把神当一个学问来研究。
We think of God as a knowledge to be researched.
神不是一个学问。
And God is not as knowledge.
神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
只有用心灵和诚实，你才能够来接近他。
And we can only approach and get to know God through our spirit and truth.
我们很多有，大家都是大学研究生，都有学很多学问。
Many of us are college graduates and with even further studies.
我们好像离开了头脑，我们不能够做事情。
It's as if that we, if we don't use a logical thinking, we cannot do anything.
我们一讲到神是超过理性的，我们就很难理解。
When, if we say God is beyond reason, we cannot understand that.
神不是违反理性，神是超过理性。
God is not, God is beyond reason.
Good. 神不是违反理性。
违反。
不是不讲道理。
God is not against reasoning.
Good, very good. 我们不是说把一切相信一位神，这个神不讲道理，这个神是非常讲道理的。
It is not that God is not a reasoning God. He's a very reasonable God.
但是他超过理性。
But God himself is beyond reason.
因为我们人的理性很有限。
He's beyond human reason.
我们人的
reasoning is limit.
语言词汇很有限。
Because our language, our wordings is limited.
我想想到自己20年前到美国来的时候。
I remember some 20 years ago, before I came to the States.
我的英文很不行。
My English was not very good.
我的词汇很有限。
And my vocabulary was limited.
所以我去有一次去到医院里去检查身体。
So one time when I went to the hospital to have a checkup.
医生，那个护士小姐要写很多这个调查东西。
And the nurse asked me a lot of questions to fill in for the chart.
他问你生过糖尿病吗？
He asked if I had diabetes.
我不懂这个什么叫糖尿病。
And I didn't know what the word diabetes mean.
等一会你这个家庭里有没有人生糖尿病什么？
Then he asked for family history on diabetes.
我听不懂。
And I didn't understand her.
但是我有一个办法，我总归是 no.
But one of my methods is I answer no to everything.
因为我只知道 no, yes.
Because those were the only two words I know, yes and no.
我猜猜这个大概都是病，反正病我总归是 no.
But I suspect the question is about whether some kind of illness, so I answer no.
哎，开始回答的好像蛮好的。
And initially that seemed to satisfy.
这个护士小姐觉得，哦，马上记下来，觉得我英文也不错。
And so the nurse was checking along.
后来她问我一个问题。
Then she asked me another question.
How old are you?
He said, how old are you?
我说 no.
And I told him no.
他眼睛马上盯着我，你怎么管的你
？So she stared at me.
这就是我们人，我们人的语言很有限。
And that is because our language is limited.
用我们这样有限的语言去跟神讨论问题。
And we want to use our limited language to try to argue with God.
你最后只有发笑，你自己都要笑自己。
And in the end, it just becomes it's just a big joke.
就像一加一等于二。
Just like 1 plus 1 equals 2.
我告诉你，有时候一加一不等于二。
I tell you, sometimes 1 plus 1 is not equal to 2.
有没有？
Is that right?
夫妻之间，男的跟你的加起来就等于一。
It's just like husband and wife. It's 1 plus 1, but it's not 2. It's really 1.
两人要成了一体。
Because 2 are to become 1.
这是很多人还不能够理解。
And that's something a lot of people still don't understand.
但是我们不断地在去理解它。
But we are continually trying to understand.
你要成为一个好的婚姻，就要一加一等于一。
And if you want to have a good marriage, 1 plus 1 has to be 1.
否则话，婚姻一定成问题。
Otherwise, your marriage will have a problem.
这就是我们人的有限。
And this is the limitation of human beings.
这就是我们不能用理性来认识神。
And this is why we cannot come to understand God with reasoning alone.